Hey EcoHeroes, if you're a little bit unsure on whether you should embark on a home detox and get rid of some of the toxins in your home, then today's episode is for you. Welcome to the EcoChat podcast. I'm your host, Laura Trotter, and I'm here to show you how you can create an ecoceptional life you love without compromising your lifestyle. Tune in for inspiring interviews with real-life eco-heroes, plus my own theories, thoughts, and tips for sustainable living. I'm all about making green mainstream, and I'd love to help you on your eco journey. So let's get started. Many women in their mid-30s, I grew up in a household where every cleaning task boasted its own cleaning agent. Windex was reserved for mirrors, White Lily for the stovetop, Morning Fresh for washing the dishes, Domestos for the floors, Harpic for scrubbing the toilet, Shower Sparkle for the shower, and Handy Andy for the bathroom. Mr. Sheen came to the rescue when our wooden furniture required polishing, Mr. Muscle made our benches shine, Sard Wonder Spray dissolved stains on our clothes, and you can't wash in that little bucket. Dynamo was a powerhouse in our laundry. I didn't question this way of homemaking until I moved out of home into a share house while studying at university. I simply couldn't afford the luxury of a designated product for every household cleaning task on my modest casual waitressing wage. Instead, I purchased one or two heavy-duty cleaning products that could handle most of the jobs, which was basically the same chlorine-based disinfectant. It cleaned my floors, my toilets, and my bathroom. After all, it was the mid-1990s and eco-cleaning products had yet to hit the market. When eco-cleaners started appearing on our supermarket shelves a few years later, I had no hesitation purchasing them, even though they were more expensive than the conventional cleaning products. I was suffering from frequent migraines at the time, I was eager to break up with chemicals, and these new eco cleaners were a convenient way to achieve this result. I tested many different brands of eco cleaners over a few years, as some were more effective than others, until I realised that over time I'd accumulated a separate product for most household cleaning applications again. But this time they were eco products. But that still didn't seem particularly eco to me. It was then when I truly started researching original green cleaning methods. So, you know, cleaning methods that were around before chemical cleaners infiltrated our homes. After all, homes were still clean before the 1950s and the explosion of home cleaning products, right? So I started experimenting with products such as baking soda, otherwise known as sodium bicarbonate, various essential oils, citric acid, and white vinegar, and I was pleasantly surprised. I loved discovering that I could maintain a clean home using everyday products from my pantry. I'm happy to report now that we don't have any harsh chemical cleaning products in our home, nor are our cupboards brimming with their eco alternatives. My migraines have gone from a weekly occurrence to a rare event, and our chemical cupboards in the kitchen and laundry are almost bare, save for a few natural cleaning products. So you must think that I'm anti-chemical. Actually, I'm not. For 11 years, I worked as an engineer in heavy industry, and I saw firsthand the value of chemicals in processing minerals that have undeniably improved our standard of living beyond our wildest dreams. I firmly believe that chemicals have a place in our modern society. I just believe that this place is in a controlled industrial setting, not in our homes. Because strict health and safety policies manage the exposure of industrial workers to chemicals, but in a household context, chemicals are often used in and around young children, and this still happens to be mainly by women who may be pregnant or breastfeeding. And there is a risk that safety precautions may not be taken at a household level to the same degree they would within an industrial setting. Moving to a toxin-free home has many benefits, six of which I'm going to chat about now. First of all, if you do a home detox, your kids won't be guinea pigs. It's a concerning fact that many of the 40,000 individual chemicals that are permitted for use in Australia alone have never been assessed by the National Industrial Chemicals Notification and Assessment Scheme, which is NICNAS, and they're the Chemical Safety Regulator. According to a review by Choice, this is primarily because they were in use prior to 1990. So they've been considered safe simply because they've been used for a reasonable period of time without known adverse effects, not because detailed testing has approved their safety. So giving your home a chemical detox ensures that your children and you aren't participating in an ongoing large-scale science experiment. Okay, reason number two is simply that you'll save money. It's a no-brainer that buying different commercial cleaning products for various household tasks adds up financially. A chemical-free home doesn't mean you stop cleaning your home, it just means that you become a little smarter when selecting the products you use to clean your home. This may involve making your own cleaning products from cheaper, readily available natural products. Point number three is that your home will be less cluttered. Cleaning without commercial chemicals means having less chemical cleaning products to store, and we could all do with a little more cupboard space, right? Point number four is that your kids' immune systems will be stronger. Products claiming to kill more than 99% of germs have gained in popularity in recent times. The issue with these is that in addition to removing all the bad germs from our homes, they remove the good germs, those that build up our immune systems and are beneficial to our health. As a result, children today who have grown up in sterile, germ-free households are less hardy and have a lower resistance to bugs than kids of past generations. It's one of those examples where advertising has appealed to our desire to prove a clean and safe environment, but in effect it may have caused the opposite. Point number six is that chemical-free is kinder to our planet. Many modern cleaning agents are made from petrochemicals, which is a non-renewable resource. When you stop and consider that every different product has been manufactured, transported to market, used, flushed down our drains, and then more often than not, the container is disposed to landfill, it doesn't take long to realise that our environment is paying a costly price for our love affair with all of these chemical cleaning products. And the last point is that you will reduce your child's overall chemical load by doing a home detox. Exposure to chemicals in everyday toxins has been linked to conditions including asthma, eczema, autism, dyslexia, and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. By reducing exposure to chemicals in your home, you're lowering your child's risk of developing such disorders. So kids today are exposed to more chemicals in their everyday environment than at any other time in history. In fact, it's not just kids, it's us too. By creating a chemical-free home, you can help reduce this burden. You'll also go a long way to improving your own health and saving a few dollars along the way. And not many people can argue with that. Okay, so there you have it, six good reasons for a home detox. If you're keen to dive in right now, I've got a great freebie for you. You can grab my 10 must-have natural products for cleaning your home without harsh chemicals simply by going to lauratrotter.com/natural cleaners. Enter your details there and you'll get it straight in your inbox, and you can get started home detoxing today. That's it for me today. Now go out there, detox your home, and help make green mainstream. Thanks for listening to the EcoChat podcast. I'm Laura Trotter. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love you to subscribe, share with your friends, and leave a review in iTunes. And if you're keen to continue the conversation, head on over to my website, lauratrotter.com, where you can also pick up your free copy of my e-guide, 11 Steps to Ecofy Your Home and Your Life. Catch you there.